Coast Radio News for Wednesday, August 26, 2020. I'm George Henry. Another long-running chamber event goes by the wayside, at least temporarily. October is one of the consistently good weather months for Florence, and the time to celebrate the Wine and Chowder Festival, a two-day event, is generally the last big hurrah of the tourism season. But this year, Chamber President and CEO Bettina Hannigan says the decision comes amidst a pandemic where safety of the community has to be the priority. The Chamber is currently running the Sammy the Sea Lion promotion that drives traffic to local businesses, but it does not have the regional and multi-state draw that the Wine and Chowder Festival brings. Summer crowds have been steady over the past several months, and the coronavirus has not stopped visitors from coming to the coast. Likely, the cancellation of the popular Wine and Chowder event will not mean fewer people visiting. The Chamber is also considering canceling the event scheduled for the Thanksgiving weekend, but that decision has not yet been finalized. Tourism for the coast generates $147 million annually. The Oregon Health Authority's weekly report shows a more than 0.5% decrease in positive tests last week. This week, the positive rate is at 4.5%, down from 5.1% in the previous week. The OHA says this trend could rise upward as results continue to come in, but for the moment, it is encouraging. The national rate for the coronavirus is at 9%. Also in yesterday's update, the OHA reported 247 new cases across the state with 7 new deaths. Total cases to date for the coronavirus is 25,391. Lane County has reported 3 new cases for a total of 661, with 14 people currently considered infectious. There are 2 hospitalizations. Lane County has conducted 51,915 tests to date. There are no new cases for 97439 zip code. 2 of the Marines that were killed when their amphibious vehicle sank off the California coast last month were from Oregon, and Governor Brown has ordered the state's public institutions to fly their flags at half-mast today in honor of Lance Corporal Jack Ryan Ostrowski and Lance Corporal Chase D. Sweetwood. More than 30 individuals signed up to voice their concerns about a new planned unit development that is slated for the plot of land located at Rhododendron Drive and 35th Street. Concerns over traffic safety, unit density, crime, and stormwater runoff were just a few of the reasons. There's also concern about how close the units are as it pertains to public utilities and access to the city to maintain water lines. Additionally, traffic counts were reviewed as concerns were raised about left-hand traffic that oftentimes backs up on 35th Street access under current conditions. The Florence Planning Commission was not certain that the traffic impact analysis was sufficient for the development and opted to leave the public record open until September 4th and reconvene on September 8th to either approve or deny the application. Today is National Dog Day. The Oregon Coast Humane Society is using the day to call attention to the need for fostering and adopting canine residents at the shelter. Charles Brown, executive director of the OCHS, says great dogs are available for adoption and believes that there are a lot of homes in Florence that are in need of a great dog. Brown asks that people call the shelter to set up an appointment. The OCHS is also accepting blankets, bedding, and wet or dry dog foods. He also says a financial gift is a very helpful tool. Brown encourages people to visit the shelter instead of buying from unlicensed breeders, pet store puppy mills, and random free pet ads. That's Coast Radio News for Wednesday, August 26, 2020.